millions of small businesses in the UK. But in 2013, only 13,000 of them claimed back the cash that they were entitled to from the government. £46,000 on average, they say. If you've spent time and resources carrying out new product development or working on innovative solutions, you could reduce your tax bill or secure a cash injection of up to 25% of what you've spent. Stuart did.
My company, Travel Welfare, have been developing new cost-effective software for issuing vouchers to delayed flight passengers. Rift Research and Development helped me claim tens of thousands of pounds back against the staff time and material costs I invested. It was such a simple process and they completed everything for me, so I had nothing to worry about. I would strongly recommend Rift and I'll be using them again.
To find out if your business is eligible, visit innovationreward.co.uk today. That's innovationreward.co.uk.
Channel Radio.
Jobs in Kent.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Tuesday, May the 5th. We're now joined all the way from the USA by Head of Marketing for Unified Inbox, radio show host on the LinkedIn Lady with Carol McManus, and social media marketing guru, Mr. Ken Herron. Hello, Ken.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. And we love having you on the show at least once a month if we can, which is absolutely brilliant. So how are things out there in the United States at the moment weather-wise, Ken? That's what we need to know.
It's bright and sunny. I admit every time I walk by the fruit trees, I think of jewels. They're a little bit hard to send in an envelope, but I do think of you, Jules.
Oh, that's absolutely so kind. So you're in the midst of summer now, are you there?
Well, summer here lasts pretty much from February until December, so yes, we are
You're
in the midst
so
of
lucky. So
he
lucky.
Does it deliberately. He does act deliberately. He really does entice us with that.
Just walks by.
Well, it has to be nice to Jules today. It is her anniversary, so congratulations.
Absolutely, yeah.
Thank you, Ken.
So, Ken, tell us what you've been up to. Tell us a bit about, because you've got some plans and some things moving on with the wonderful products that you supply with Unified Inbox.
We do. And let me start with the LinkedIn Lady radio show. That is a radio show I do every Wednesday with my co-host, Carol McManus. Mm. And we have been very fortunate in that some of your listeners have been joining us as guests. So I just wanted to extend an open invitation. We talk about small business owners and solopreneurs, people who are one-person businesses, how they use different types of social marketing to connect with their customers.
Right.
So if anyone would like to share their success or would like to join us on the show, they are always more than welcome to reach out to me.
And if I'm right, Ken, you air at what would be 9 p.m. GMT on a Wednesday?
We do. We do. A little bit late your local time, but people can listen to us for an hour before they get to sleep.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. No, that's prime time over here for us, and I've listened a couple of times to you as well. So, no, that's really good stuff. So what else?
A lot of fun.
Yeah, sure. So what else have you been up to?
A couple other things. With Dial-A-Brain, I did want to mention to your listeners that we are now doing free webinars. That means that they can do a webinar completely for free, and there's a lot of other competing services that they, of course, like to charge. And the benefit of doing the webinar is it allows you to showcase what it is you do. So an example of Sean, he could go through how spending a little bit more for a polo shirt actually makes your employees happier and actually gives a better impression to your customers.
Right.
And that helps to improve his reputation and get his word out to different audiences because, of course, as we know, when something is on the Internet, it becomes global. So now your customers can come from all over and not just down the street.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. So, Dial-A-Brain, for people that don't know, is a website based over here in the UK, run by a chap called Rupert Connolly. And basically, the format of Dial-A-Brain is it's a resource for talking to people that have expertise to offer. And Dial-A-Brain offers a number of vehicles on their website to do that, one of which is the webinars, which Ken is referring to in a moment.
Exactly. Well said. Thank you.
Okay.
And then what's new with Unified Inbox is that we, as you know, we have a product called Outbox Pro that people use to manage their social media, their LinkedIn, their Facebook, their Twitter accounts. Mm. Well, we were kind of surprised that many people came to us and said, this is great, Ken, this is lovely, but, oh, by the way, could you actually do the writing of the post, the writing of the tweets for us? And we kind of sat back and said, well, we were trying to sell a product to help you to do it for yourselves, but if you would like for us to do it for you, of course, you know,
right.
As we say in the small business, the customer is always correct.
Sure.
So we are now doing that for other customers. If anyone would like help, either help with or to do it, you write a monthly check, and we will do everything from start to finish with your social media.
Wow. So you're not only providing a resource and a tool for managing the whole social media output, you're actually doing all the work for people as well.
We are. I have been doing that personally for quite some time. So in a manner, it's kind of going back to doing what I'm very comfortable with, but I was surprised in that I initially thought people would, of course, Jules wants to be Jules. There is no other Jules in the world. And
thank goodness.
No one is her voice, but if she's very, very busy and she's involved in a number of different businesses, she may from time to time need a little bit of help. So rather than letting an account go quiet, she would bring in us, and we can help her, again, either working with her or working completely independently to make sure that her voice, her brand, her business gets out there and is taking full advantage of social media.
Sorry, Ken, but surely not just from a point of view of time, but I would imagine that if this is something you do all the time, you must have ideas that you know, I might not think of, that you've done a campaign X period of time for somebody, how about doing it this way? Or I wonder whether there's ways of writing things, so a bit like if, years ago as a job advert when I worked in recruitment, there was a way of wording things that you would get the best response from it. And I wonder whether that's similar, whether that's part of the service that you would offer.
It is. It is actually. There's a lot to be said for experience. We kind of joke, oh, anybody can do social media, but anyone who's actually done it, there are some skills involved. There is some experience involved, and I'll give you one quick example on Twitter. Did you know that if there's a tweet you want to get more attention to, the easiest way to drive attention to it is to reply to your own tweet? That will double the views, double the number of people who will see that initial tweet.
Reply to your own tweet.
Reply to your own tweet. It's the easiest, fastest way to get more attention for it.
Wow. Okay, that's a really cool tip.
So how does that work, Ken? Why does that work?
It works because people will see your newest tweet, and because it's the reply directly above it, they will see the original tweet. So let's say, Jules, you happen to know someone who has just published a really exciting new book.
You know me so well.
Hypothetical example. Clearly, you are doing everything you possibly can. Well, as you look at the tweets, some of them have been more successful. The way you said it, the photo you used, find the most successful tweets that you have recently put out to help people get to know the book. And this is Gavin's book, obviously, that we're talking about. Reply to that tweet. The idea is Twitter tells you which tweets succeed and which tweets fail, so go ahead and leverage your own success by replying to the best performing tweet to help it reach an even larger audience. And this is a cheat, if you will, a hack, because of course Twitter will take your money to help you to promote your tweets. This is a way for you to self-promote your tweet without having to spend any money.
This is why we love Ken.
This is why we love Ken Heron. Yes. He's fantastic to me. That's a freebie giveaway, by the way, because Ken's on here not to talk about Twitter at all. Which leads me on to kind of where we wanted to focus in this appearance on the bunker, Ken, which is LinkedIn.
Yes, I hate to say this, and of course your listeners would never do this, but people in general are doing the most absolutely terrible, horrible, no good, very bad things. They really are being their own worst enemies. May I give an example? People are using selfies for their LinkedIn profile photos.
Right.
Don't do this. I know it takes a little bit of time, a little bit of money to have a professional headshot, but it makes such a difference in terms of your credibility, how people perceive you, and quite honestly, whether people will trust you enough to do business.
I have to say, Ken, I've got quite a few followers, not as many as you on LinkedIn, and I'm astounded by the amount of people that don't have a profile picture at all.
Mm.
Yes.
And
yes.
I just think, wow, that's, you know, that's just awful.
It's as if they're not even trying.
Yeah.
We all know that LinkedIn is the professional network. It's the business network where we try. If I wanted to do business with Sean, for example, I'm investing a lot of money in clothing. I may check out his LinkedIn profile. If he had a, forgive the term, a stupid-looking photo that was just a selfie.
Yeah, but he can't avoid that, though, Ken.
In fairness, I am very bad at social media, and it was actually Paul several years ago that nagged me into starting a LinkedIn profile. I am always I'm always a little bit behind, I suppose, is how I would describe myself.
He's
well, I know someone who can help you if you'd like any help.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're absolutely right, Ken. You know, the quality of the photograph on something like that is really important.
It does make a difference. And the next one, and again, these are all very simple things that people don't necessarily think about. On LinkedIn, there's a number of different sections. There's a number of different types of content. Please complete your profile. Don't leave it half completed. And part of that is an SEO. It's a search thing. The more content you have, the easier it is for people to find you. And it's free advertising. LinkedIn has said, Paul, Sean, Jules, I am giving you 6 free billboards. Now, if you only take advantage of 2 of those, you really are leaving money on the table.
Sure.
You are just hurting yourself.
Sure. It's sometimes it's a bit odd, though, isn't it? On my profile, it says it's like 99% complete, and I go all over it trying to find out the bit I've missed.
I've got exactly
now,
the same.
Want the secret, if you want to know what the 1% is, that's advertising with LinkedIn.
Okay.
So you're not too bad.
When you look at Ken's profile, it's 99% simply because Ken has not paid Mr. LinkedIn money to advertise.
Right, okay, cool. Oh, I feel better about that now.
And then the final tip of the 3, and this may sound obvious, forgive me if it does, people are going to invite you to connect. Don't ignore those requests. Those are potential customers, suppliers, partners. People are reaching out to you. You know, every so often there will be the occasional, you know, spam, you know, the banker who wants to transfer £1 million to your account.
Sure.
But pay attention to them. Look at the people who are doing it, even if you don't know them.
Yep.
That is the opportunity for LinkedIn, that it enables you to grow your professional network.
Right. No, absolutely. Absolutely.
I am curious. What's your view on connecting to competitors?
I would do it. I do this on LinkedIn. I do this on LinkedIn for the simple reason that I may be a competitor to you, but I'm also a fellow member of the industry. We know that business is changing more rapidly than it always has. At some point, you may want to acquire them. They may want to acquire you. Often, Sean, in your business, my understanding is that oftentimes there will be very large orders that you will partner with your arch enemy in order to get the business.
As a sign maker, yes, that would be the case. Within clothing, no, it seems fiercely competitive.
I have to say, I do connect with my competitors, and I don't have a problem with that.
May I give this? You've heard the expression, keep your friends close and your competitors closer. There's no closer way to keep an eye on what they're doing. Let's say your evil arch rival introduced a new product. Wouldn't you want to know about that the moment it happened so you could decide what to do as a business owner?
Yes, I would. I'm one of the things that I've been conscious of, and this might be incorrectly, I'm asking the question, it is so competitive, and there is the odd local company that I find we go up against each other on a regular basis, and occasionally, like, there's the odd customer that's passed back and forth between us, and you know, it is a little bit of one-upmanship sometimes, mainly on their part rather than mine. I'm a big believer there's enough work for everyone. We don't need to squabble amongst ourselves. But quite a few of the other companies do seem to have that mentality slightly more. And I did wonder whether I should protect my contacts, i.e. do I want my competitors having access through my profile? Here's essentially my contact list, because of an awful lot of my clients will be a connection on LinkedIn.
Yes. Two answers here, if I may. The first one is really a marketing answer. Think about how you can differentiate your products and your service so that you are less a competitor to these people. That's more of a classic marketing. If a customer perceives you and your peers to be the same, there's an opportunity there for you. How can you be different? You can be better, you can be different, you can be cheaper. I prefer not to be cheaper. There's not as much profit in that. I'd rather be better or different.
Yep.
But to answer your direct question, I can go in and get a paid subscription to LinkedIn for 1 month, and I can download all of your contacts anyway. So if they really
want it matter?
To,
yeah,
you're okay, maybe you slowed them down a little, but all of that is so easy to get if they really wanted it. You're losing out on more than you are preventing them from gaining.
Yeah, fine.
Absolutely.
Because guess what? You
makes
have
perfect
to all their
sense.
Contacts
yeah.
as well.
Yeah. Ken, it's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. As always, fabulous advice that you give, and we really do welcome it. Thank you so much for all the work you do with us as well, helping us and retweeting and promoting the Business Bunker out there in the United States and amongst all your followers. Thank you so much for joining us once again on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to hear from you, and we look forward.
I really appreciate it.
We look forward to talking to you again in a couple of weeks' time, hopefully, and discussing some of these issues further.
Sounds good. I look forward to it. Thank you again.
Ken, thanks ever so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Oh, give us a quick shout for Unified Inbox website so that people can follow up with that.
Yes, very simple. It is outbox.pro, P-R-O, and people can always tweet me with their questions. I'm at Ken Herron, K-E-N-H-E-R-R-O-N, on Twitter.
Fantastic. Ken, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your day out there in Florida, and we will talk to you again soon.
Great. Thank you. Take care.
Cheers now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Ken. Very interesting yet again.
And Ken's really good. I mean, it's really great advice and just simple tips like...
Riveting.
Replying to your own tweets and stuff like that. It's fantastic.
It was so obvious, everything that... The picture thing,
yeah.
I'm sitting there going, I should have known that.
Yeah.
In the same way as I would say to somebody putting a website together, start with really good images. You could build the best website in the world, fill it with a load of rubbish images, it will look rubbish.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense to me what he's saying, but not... I never thought of it.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, but that's the beauty of Ken's tips, really. As a marketing guru, what he's telling us, it isn't rocket science. It's just basic, simple things that we all overlook, forget, don't think about.
But years of his experience, too, and his knowledge. I'm not saying he's old, but I'm just saying he's worked at it for years, so he's got great knowledge.
He knows what he's doing, yeah.
It's interesting. We just had a new follower, which is at @Clipper_BB, Brolly Buddies. Hello to you guys, and because they've come in saying great tips from Ken Herron. They're based in the UK, so brollybuddies.co.uk, but they do portable drinks holders, which would, of course, would be fantastic in Florida, wouldn't they?
Absolutely.
For the beach and, you know, quite like that.
Yeah, absolutely. No, nice one.
And I expect he's gone off now to pick a little orange and a...
He's probably peeling an orange as we speak.
Probably do a couple of lengths in the pool.
Portable drinks holders?
Yeah.
Is that...
Hands? No, when you're networking, you must have had this. You've got a plate in one hand at the buffet.
Fair,
no. And you've got your business cards and you've got your handbag. So you clip them onto the thing.
I might be wrong. If it's the people I think it is... I think what they do is they also make drinks holders that you can take to the beach and stuff like that.
Oh, you put them on the brolly, yes, you're right,
Paul. You attach like a plate round an umbrella and you can hold things on the beach and stuff like that. It's a really clever idea.
I like that.
Is that the right, are they the right people?
You're right. You're very clever, aren't you?
Absolutely. No, I've just seen them talking about their products in various places.
Mm.
Oh, so they joined us on the Business Bunker Show. That's nice.
They have, and cool. I think, you know, definitely that would be something for Florida.
Mm. Some more tweets. We've had Lee Willis of And Cornish Football Club has tweeted in his weekly tweet to say that they're listening in over there from the Community Football Club over in Medway. And a new listener, PB Furniture. And I think PB Furniture were a winner of British Biz Party a week or so back. So I think they're going to be appearing on a future Business Bunker show where we'll find out a bit more about what PB Furniture do, hopefully.
I think Ken Heron deserves one of your stag little mobile phone.
Oh, absolutely! Yes,
we'll send
Ken a prezi. Good idea, Jules.
This Wednesday at the Miller's Arms is the Kent Business Tweet Up with the lovely Arga Gordon, Dr. Arga. 3ws.kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. That's free business networking. Also, you can sign up today for After Hours Curry Club. And this is £17.50 for chamber members. The key speaker is Edward Daniels, who's the ex-chairman of Shell UK. So no lightweight there. And it's tonight, Tuesday the 5th of May, 6pm, at the Raj Barry in Sevenoaks, Tubbs Hill Parade. Perhaps when you come out, you would be Tubbs Hill.
Yeah, yeah.
London Road, Sevenoaks. That's T for Tiger, N for Norman, 131DH.
Last place I worked, actually, for somebody else, Tubbs Hill Parade.
Really?
Yep. Recruitment company.
All right.
Yeah, there we go.
Blimey. It's a small world, isn't it?
It is.
Talking of which, I've had a tweet that is really boring.
What?
It's really boring.
The tweet is really boring.
Yeah, no, it's not really.
You're being a bit rude.
Yeah, it's an in-joke.
Okay.
It's an in-joke, and I'm not going to tell you any more about it, because they're coming on the show in a couple of weeks' time, and we'll explore it then.
Is it boring? Are they boring? Is it a fracking for oil?
No. It's from a Twitter handle called Cascade Julie.
Oh, we want to know, don't we?
And Cascade Julie has said...
Sean and I want to know.
With Vanillaware Business Bunker, Cascade in Ashford is a great new insurance broker. It's our pleasure to quote for business or home insurance. You can contact us today for great advice and a quote. And our telephone number is 03330 147 516. That's 03330 147 516.
War and Peace Revival celebrates Britain's finest hour. Here you are, Paul. Sean, this is your chance to do the old, Spitfire look. It's 75 years since the Spitfire enjoyed its finest hour in the Battle of Britain, and together with other wartime aircraft, it will once again take to the skies over Kent.
It's the same show they've done for years, I assume.
Yes,
it's not just aircraft, it's all cars and
everything.
It might be the odd Ford Capri there. To commemorate the
70s. She's got a thing about Ford Capris, isn't she?
Yeah, I had my first snog in a Ford Capri.
I bet you did.
Yeah.
We don't want to know any more than that, thank you.
75th anniversary of the Battle of Britain at the War and Peace Revival. On this significant anniversary of the campaign that helped Britain defeat Hitler's Luftwaffe, this year's event will feature the incredible Royal Air Force Battle of Britain Memorial Flight.
She looks similar to Hermann Göring, don't you think?
You're saying I've got a moustache?
No, Hermann Göring. Hermann didn't have a moustache.
Didn't he?
No, you're thinking of Adolf.
But he had a bit of stubble. I have no stubble. There'll be two Hurricanes, Sean. There'll be Spitfires. There'll be a Dakota and a Lancaster. And obviously there will be the Trooping of the Colour. And what else will there be? Look, you can find out by going to the warandpeacerevival.co.uk. That's war and peace, A-N-D, peacerevival.co.uk. But like Sean says, there's lots of stuff there. There's military vehicle displays, military models, vintage fashions, a fun fair, and songs, sounds and smells of wartime Britain. Did I say the date? Because I can't really see it.
I don't think you did.
No.
But it's... Folkestone Racecourse, and if I find the date...
It's normally in July time, so it's a little while off, yeah.
But it'll be on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
It will, or indeed the War and Peace website.
Let's all go.
We've had a tweet from the lovely Miriam McGurk, who says, talesfromturkey.com/blog is up, in which she talks about seasonal swallows and announces her new book title. And she says, a big thanks to Empower Publishing.
I'm doing a seasonal swallow.
Oh dear. Fruit Bowl Media, say hello to Business Bunker, Jules and Paul. Can we have a shout out, please? We design and develop fabulous, cost effective websites for SMEs. Yes, you can, chaps. What else have we got? I'll tell you what, you can read an email.
Well, of course, we've got the famous Zumbathon with Mr. Paul Andrews.
Oh, yeah.
So please support, and this is the Twitter for this is at KDCS.org, and you've also got the at Herbs Palsy Group, which is ERB for Bertie, S for Sugar, PALSY Group. You can donate to see Paul Andrews frolic in his Zumbathon, and it's next Saturday, so not much time left because we're on a short week now. You can go to uk.virginmoneygiving.com, Paul Andrews, BB. And a reminder, it's Saturday, May the 9th at the Aylesford Sports College, 1 to 3pm. And supported by Tesco.com, Channel Radio, of course, and Jobs in Kent. It's £10 entry to join in on the day, and we do need bums on seats, and get your little money in.
Have you been in training, Paul?
I haven't done a thing. I haven't even tried my teacher on
yet. He's naturally good, aren't you?
No. They've got a full St. John's. They've got a full St. John's ambulance crew standing.
I did wonder.
Yeah.
Oxygen.
Yeah. Don't
that's
you
just
worry.
For the women watching.
Yeah, exactly. It's £10 on the day. It's the full price. There are concessions. Do come along and join in if you wish. And you can join in the Zumba, or you can just stand around the sides and heckle. I don't mind, as long as you come and spend some money.
I can see
heckling. That sounds perfect.
Yeah.
I can see that, Sean.
Yeah.
There's a meetup on the 12th of May. It's in Faversham, 9:30 a.m. to 12:30. It's a Tuesday morning at the Alexander Centre in Preston Street. And Jane Nolan will give an overview on this year's Rochester Literature Festival. There's also a member slot, which is Joe Eden. You can find out more on the 3ws.kentcreativelive.org.
Cool. Sorry, I'm trying to get my Twitter organised and my mouse is playing up a bit at the moment.
You can go to the Kent Invicta Chamber for a full English, 8 to 9.30. It's £15 and VAT, and non-members are £20 plus VAT. It's an opportunity to put your business in the spotlight, to highlight your products and explain how they can help others. Now, the next one is Tuesday the 19th of May, and it's at Chilstone Park in Lenham. There's also one on the Wednesday the 6th of May, which is manana, at the Eastwell Manor Hotel in Ashford. And the speaker is, very apt for your new baby, Sean, Dylan Tompkins.
Well, there you go.
From the Ames Financial Services. And he's talking about pensions and auto-enrolment. So that's Wednesday tomorrow, 6th of May, at the Eastwell Manor, or Tuesday 19th at Chilstone Park Hotel, Lenham.
We had a tweet from the lovely Laura Burton Lawrence, who says she's loving the mugs and mouse mats, courtesy of Sean, so thank you for that. And also Andrea at Click Business Writers, she's put my perfect packed lunch based on the thing that we were doing earlier.
Yeah.
And she's put a picture of a Victoria sponge.
Oh, that looks and it's huge.
It's huge.
Absolutely, it's humongous. Huge. Yeah. That does look rather nice. Yeah.
So thank you for that, Andrea. Frontier Funds have tweeted a few times and say thank you for the birthday wishes. Absolute pleasure.
I was just wondering who I was within that picture, and of course it's Sean.
Sean, yeah.
Yeah, it just popped up on your screen.
You didn't recognise me.
Well, no, it's far away, and I didn't know who it was. I can't remember, it seems a long time ago.
We've had a tweet from the Pointed Cabbage.
Oh, it's a new one.
Yeah.
What are they saying?
They said they enjoyed the food show.
Did they say it pointedly?
That sounds a bit pointed to me, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But this is a bit of a disaster, but the food show was okay.
So they're still listening?
I guess so, yeah, I guess so.
Hello, Pointed Cabbage.
And we've had a lovely tweet from Alex, who has put up a photograph of his ginger.
Alex who?
Alex Waterman. Waterton,
oh,
sorry.
Yeah.
Alex Waterton of F Keys over there on the Midway City Estate, the Microsoft training organisation. Alex has put up a picture of his ginger, and it says, "Shall I remove it from the desk and put it in a frame?"
He needs another one.
I think he should, really. And we need to.
I'm wondering whether I should start auctioning these out.
Yeah. Absolutely. They are in high demand.
You know what I think? When I have lunch with Alex Waterson, not only is he great at Microsoft and he will save you money and time, but the nice thing about him is he doesn't like cake. So I just keep... He has about four coffees, so I get the coffees and then I get some cake. But he doesn't want any, so I get it all.
Cool.
No.
He's a good boy to have lunch with.
Mm.
F keys.
Right, I'm going to play a bit more tunage, and then we'll be straight back.
What you got?
Hey. One of my favourite songs, this.
I've no idea. Someone with a guitar.
It's the Goo Goo Dolls, and it's a song called Iris.
Never heard of it.
It's a good song.
And I give up forever to touch you, cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. Sooner or later it's over. I just don't want to miss you tonight. And I don't want the world to see me, cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know. Tears that ain't coming, all the moment of truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies, yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive. And I don't want the world to see me, cause I don't think they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am.
Join in the conversation with hashtag Daily Bread from Mike Waterton.
Right now, there are small business owners like you claiming back on average £46,000 from the government. You see, the government wants to reimburse companies for innovation. What does this mean for you? Well, put simply, if your staff have spent time and resources developing your business, you could claim back cash. We're RIFT. We're specialists in preparing claims for small businesses. To find out from RIFT if your business is eligible, visit innovationreward.co.uk.
Jobs in Kent.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 5th of May. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stockingly gorgeous Jules Serkin, and a great lineup of guests that we've been talking to during the day. Do keep your tweets coming. We've had loads more tweets. Laura Brent Lawrence has tweeted, this is following on from a new listener she introduced us to earlier, Juliet Thompson. She says, it's my mission to get all of Edenbridge and the entire business community listening to Vanilla Webb and Jules Serkin on the Business Bunker Show on a Tuesday. Well, Laura, thank you so much for that. And we would welcome the whole of them listening too, because this show, the Business Bunker Show, is for you, the businesses out there in Kent. It is a platform to showcase what everybody in the micro and small business world is up to in this great county of Kent of ours, and increasingly the surrounding border counties. Because the whole point of the Business Bunker Show is to get media attention to you small businesses that you couldn't normally get from anywhere else. And that's what it's all about.
Very diligent of you, Paul Andrews. But it's true. Mm-hmm. There is a arts and craft festival. It's the Artigrass Festival, and it's Friday the 15th and Saturday the 16th
of May. Lovely, that'll be the lovely Natasha Aiden, yes.
Yeah, who came on our show.
She did, indeed.
Ashford High Street and Park Mall, M-A-L-L, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So as I said, it's Friday the 15th and Saturday the 16th of May, so the whole weekend. There'll be arts and crafts stalls, there'll be live performances and children's entertainment. And then that's in the High Street on the 15th. And then Park Mall, I never know how to say it, arts and crafts workshop, live performances, kiddies and entertainment, Nigel Hobbins and the Dreamlanders. Live music will continue at the John Wallace Pub from 8 p.m. And then on Saturday the 16th, there's the Brilliant Book Club with All Children Welcome. And then in the High Street, you've got a parade and the Ashford Concert Band. So loads and loads of stuff going on there. The Creative Collective is sponsoring it. So that's Artigrass, High Street, Ashford, 15th and 16th of May.
Fantastic. We've had a tweet from Peter Mawson. Do you remember Peter?
Yes.
He was the farmer from High Farndale.
Oh, yes, I loved him.
Yeah, and he's tweeted and he said, "Hello, Paul, how are you? We're listening to the Business Bunker Show whilst we're out lambing." And he sent us a picture of some lambs.
Aww.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah, they are lovely. You couldn't eat a whole one, could you?
So do give Peter's a lamb producer up there in Yorkshire. So do give them a follow, and their Twitter handle is High Farndale, all one word, HIGHFARNDALE. YBC underscore Southeast has tweeted, "Can you please mention that your business community are exhibiting at the Great British Business Show on the 13th and 14th of May at the XL Arena in London?" That's consider that done. And the lovely Miss Moneypenny, Miss MP Services on the Twitter, that's the lovely Claire Runham, has said, "Hi Paul, looking forward to the show today. Hope the Zumba moves are coming along." Yes, thank you, Claire. I have to tell you, Claire ran the London Marathon last week and raised truckloads of money for Abigail's Footsteps. She then, this woman's mad, I tell you. A few days later, she went mad muddering, if you're familiar
mad
with
that. Mad what?
Yeah, mad mudding.
Mad mudding.
Yeah.
Was that tug of war in the mud or something?
No, it's where you run through just heaps of mud and stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a bit like they do like obstacle coursey type stuff.
Yeah.
To crawl under the net or hop through the tyres or whatever.
Absolutely. So the last total I saw that Claire had raised, and it is still going on, she'd gone past the £2,000 barrier raising money for Abigail's Footsteps. So fantastic effort from Claire there and all of that.
Well done.
Yeah.
There's a free network and business breakfast, which is about improving the economic performance through people and the environment. It's in partnership with KCC. And they're aiming to work towards a healthier business. By demonstrating commitment to well-being and sustainability, your business could reap the rewards of a healthier workforce. It's on Friday the 8th of May, so this Friday, 7:30 to 10 a.m. at the Mercure Hythe Imperial Hotel in Hythe. And there's another one Friday 17th of July at the Best Western Coniston in Sittingbourne. It's kentinvictorchamber.co.uk. Goes back to what you were saying, Sean, about workwear and being comfortable with the shoes and things.
Cool.
Healthier environment.
We had a tweet from Val Witter, who on the Twitter is I54 New Media. And she says, "Catching the Business Bunker Show, which is on right now, some really interesting stuff on." So thank you for that, Val.
Val Witter on the Twitter.
Val Witter on the Twitter. you're a poet and you didn't know it.
Yeah.
Alex Waterson has also tweeted to tell us, VanillaWeb, there is a free Microsoft Office 365 seminar, 9:30 to 12 tomorrow, that's Wednesday, in Canterbury. If you want to know more about it or to book a place on it, you can follow Alex on the Twitter, at Alex Waterton. Alex, A-L-E-X-W-A-T-E-R-T-O-N, Alex Waterton, or you can call him on Canterbury, which is 01227-491-227. That's Canterbury, 01227-491-227. Probably easier to follow Alex on the Twitter at Alex Waterton and find out about the free Microsoft Office 365 seminar happening in Canterbury tomorrow, Wednesday, 9:30 till 12. And the lovely... The lovely Karen Wilkins has also tweeted, listening for the first time in ages, Stag Workwear sounded great, talking about boys' toys. Yeah, yeah. We know Karen really well, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good job.
And she says, having a great show. So that's Karen Wilkins. And Karen is on the Twitter, she's known as Avocet Karen. And that's Avocet, A-V-O-C-E-T-K-A-R-Y-N, Avocet Karen. And Karen runs Avocet Recruitment over there in Gillingham.
I'm just looking at the UK Food Show timeline, and Cookie has perked up their Academy of Rock, and he's saying to UK Food Show, someone also tried to shoot me with an air pistol at a concert during a German version of Mellow Yellow.
Peter. You probably deserved it, Pete. And Tracy Bartley has said, thank you for the shout out, really enjoying listening to the Business Monkey Show. So thank you, Tracy, thank you for that. I want to tell you about a kind of a piece of news here that's interesting. Revolution Events has acquired Kent 2020 Vision Live. Kent-based company takes full control of the UK's largest regional business event. Revolution Events has announced their acquisition of Kent 2020 Vision portfolio of events and information services after successfully managing the event on contract for the past 4 years. The move will ensure the long-term future of the UK's largest regional B2B event, Kent 2020 Vision Live, which is on track to bring together over 3,200 visitors and 300 exhibitors for a busy day of networking and new business opportunities on Wednesday the 13th of May this year. Revolution Events won the contract to organise the event in 2011 with the challenge of turning it into a product that could deliver a high level of value to the Kent business community without requiring an annual subsidy from its previous owners, the community interest company BSK CIC. Since that time, the annual spring event has grown in size and sophistication, and the Kent 2020 brand has expanded to include specialist shows for start-up businesses and marketing professionals, supported by a regular blog, YouTube channel, and other complimentary services. Revolution Events can be found at Hawkwell Bar, Maidstone Road, Pembury, and you can find out all about the event by going to the website, which is www.kent2020live. That's 2020, kent2020live.co.uk, kent2020live.co.uk. As I said earlier in the show, the Business Bunker will be there. So will Jobs in Kent, as it happens.
Is that held up at Detlin?
It's at the Detlin Showground, yeah. May the 13th, which is a Wednesday, I believe. Jobs in Kent will be there, as will 298 others, and Rift Accounting, and we will have a Business Bunker pop-up radio show all day at the event too.
And so we should have lots of goodies to give out, shouldn't
we? We've got lots of goodies. We've got Stagway goodies to give out. Loads of things to give out. Loads of people to interview. The fabulous folks from Riff will be there to answer your questions on anything to do with accounting, R&D tax credits, or indeed llamas, fluffy bunnies, and all kinds of other nonsense that we get involved in from time to time. So do come along and say hello to us on May the 13th at 2020 Live. We'd love to see you. I'll tell you what, Jules, read an email.
DMA Group has appointed ThinkZest as branding and marketing partner. This is a creative communications agency called ThinkZest, and they've been appointed by Medway-based DMA Group to overhaul its brand and marketing communications. Following a comprehensive strategic review, the work will include the rollout of a new website, new sales literature, tactical advertising and direct marketing campaigns to increase awareness of DMA's group services. DMA Group provide design, installation, maintenance and energy management services to the public and private sector for clients in the education, health, leisure, hotels and retail sectors across London's South East. And the company at the moment employs 150 people in Gillingham at the Business Park Base, Gillingham Business Park Base. If you want to find out more about ThinkZest, go to thinkzest.com.
Cool.
Well done there.
I've had a tweet from another new listener called Maxine_Bex on the Twitter, and she said, please could you mention the Specsavers Sevenoaks invites you to the 2015 Specsaver Golf Day on Friday the 22nd of May.
I'm just thinking of all the golf balls flying everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Should have gone to Specsavers.
Yeah. And it's at the Woodlands Manor Golf Club. Let me see. There's a 10:30 a.m. shotgun tee-off. It's £35 a person, which includes breakfast and dinner, and all proceeds are going to the Orchid Fighting Male Cancer charity. And there will be prizes for closest to the pin and for the longest drive. I bet there are. Probably a pair of glasses. Yeah. To find out more, you can contact Ashley Smith, and Ashley has an email address which is atsmith87@hotmail.co.uk, or you can follow Maxine on the Twitter, which is Maxine_Bex on the Twitter. So do give that a follow and find out more about that. Blimey, the Twitter's going busy today.
They suddenly all work up, actually.
Absolutely.
After that May bank holiday.
I've had an email from the Federation of Small Business that says, want to tell your story to 6,000 Kent businesses? We're looking for case studies on the following topics for the next Kent Voice magazine, which is posted to all the Kent Federation of Small Business members every 2 months. If you have a comment, experience or issue on any of the following topics, please can you email our development manager, Alison Palmer. They want to hear from anybody looking at broadband, being a woman in business, employability skills in young people, and the Ebbsfleet Garden City development. And anybody that wants to get involved from an SME's point of view. And they'd also like to know about your experiences of using the Federation of Small Business benefits, such as legal advice, employment law, or the new vehicle services. Please get in touch with Alison Palmer, and you can email Alison at alison.palmer, that's alison.palmer, P-A-R-M-A-R, at fsb.org.uk. So do, if you've got any experience in any of those fields and you want to get showcased in the Kent and Medway magazine, do give Alison a call or an email.
There's free one-to-one business advice sessions. Resident business advisor Dr. Wayne Wright, and he's offering three 30-minute business advice sessions on Thursday the 7th of May, that's this week, between 9 and 1 p.m. at the Maidstone Enterprise Centre. Wayne is the Enterprise Foundation's trustee and entrepreneur in residence for the charity. He's a number of businesses here in the UK and the US, and one of his companies is WSQ Solutions, and they've been voted one of the top three business advisory companies in the UK. Through his travels, Wayne is best placed to give you a feel of the changes currently occurring in business. So you can go to emma.brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S, at enterprisefoundation.net to book your slot with Dr. Wayne Wright, and it's on the 7th of May, 9 a.m. to 1.
Cool. JR Car Parts has said, thank you so much for recent shootouts. I can't speak.
Shout-out.
Recent shout-outs.
Even.
Yeah. You know why I said shootouts? Because the tweet below it was from Peter Cook about being shot at, and he was saying, I don't think the punishment affects the crime, but I'm not too sure about that.
For singing Mellow Yellow.
Yeah, but let me go again with the JR Car Parts tweet. They say, thank you so much for your recent shout-outs on the Business Bunker show. It's greatly appreciated, and we really love the show. Do give the folks at JR Car Parts a follow. JR, J-A-Y-A-R, Car Parts, all one word, JR Car Parts, do give them a follow. And listen, I'm fast falling out with this lot. The pointed cabbage have been back on.
Who are they?
I don't know, but I'm dubious about them.
Really? What are they saying now?
They're saying they're enjoying the Business Bunker show, but they still love the food show beforehand.
Oh.
Yeah, so they're not very bright.
Well, who can blame them?
Yeah.
What's their Twitter picture?
A cabbage.
And was it professionally taken, though?
It's a professionally taken picture of a cabbage. And they're called the pointed cabbage, and you can follow them on the Twitter. Thank you so much. We do appreciate you listening.
I've just read their bio. It says, tell it like it is.
Yeah, exactly. They're not. What do they do? What do they do?
It doesn't say. It just says, tell it like it is.
All right, okay. they're very pointed cabbages. Then. Yeah. So thank you for that, guys. Much appreciated. I'd like to let you know about the benefits of being an FSB member now.
Very good benefits.
Yeah.
Must join.
Yeah, you should, really.
I need to.
Yeah, absolutely. When you're in the FSB, you get legal and tax insurance, a solicitor to handle employment issues and criminal matters, and an ex-inspector to sort out any tax problems or investigations. You get access to free legal information on everything you need to know about the law that affects your business. You also get a dedicated health and safety resource that's written by experts with your business in mind. You can also call the Commercial Insurance Helpline and get guidance with claims, assessments and premiums. Here are some quotes from some of our members. The employment law advice has been invaluable. That's St George's Community Project. I always recommend it to business associates. The employment advice has been clear and straightforward. That's Carrymix. And we've saved thousands of pounds with the tax protection insurance. And that's Woods Restaurant. For more information, do go to the FSB website. There's links all over the Kent Business Radio website, directly to the Federation of Small Business website. But if you want to go direct, it's fsb.org.uk.
There's a business community breakfast. Lots of networking this week, I believe. Mm-hmm. Thursday the 14th of May, so that's Thursday week. April's get-together, they say, was so enjoyable. They're doing another one. So it's at the Honourable Pilot.
That's in Gillingham.
Is it in Gillingham? Mm-hmm. It's funny because it sounds like it's going to be in a country pub somewhere, but it's Gillingham. So it's...
Gillingham has country.
Does it?
Yeah.
So it's quite towny. We will meet...
Parts of the towny parts of
it. You have to ask my new husband because he was stuck on the train there last Thursday while the dinner burnt for about an hour.
You probably wouldn't have seen much of the town stuck on the train, in fairness. Yeah, yeah.
It was so... Just our dinner always gets ruined. We will meet 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. in Gillingham at the Honourable Park. I cook his dinner.
Oh, right, okay. And you said it always gets ruined. I just wanted to clarify that, whether it's you cooking it or somebody else.
No, it starts off beautifully, and then he says it's going to be...
Right, okay. So you buy beautiful food, you cook it...
Yeah, and then he doesn't turn up.
And it goes wrong. Oh, right,
he's stuck, because somebody... Yeah, it was a bit of lead had fallen on the track or something. I lose track. There's always an... It was probably a blonde, really. I never really know. But 7:30 a.m, 8:75 for a full English, and 6:25 for the Continental... this is from the lovely Colin Brown, and you can go to this community breakfast, 14th of May, it's a Thursday, by emailing Colin at businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk.
Cool. We Love Kent launches a tourism app. Ooh. We Love Kent are releasing a brand new app focused on the Kent tourism trade. The app will look to tap into the 14 million tourists that visit Kent each year. We Love Kent will use the app to make sure that Kent benefits fully from the high level of tourism that graces the Garden of England each year. With £293 million generated in Medway alone last year, We Love Kent fully believes that we can increase the amount of money spent across the county each year, as well as making Kent even more enticing as a tourist destination. James Bradley, We Love Kent's creator, commented, "I fully believe that while Kent is already a major tourist attraction, with the introduction of this app, we can help drive more business into Kent businesses and truly help to stimulate the local economy further." The We Love Kent app is being launched on the 1st of June to coincide with the start of summer and the bulk of the tourist trade. A launch event will be held at the Britannia Theatre with attractions and businesses from around Kent attending, and we will tell you more about that as we get closer to the time. But we've reached the end of the show.
Yeah, doesn't time fly, Sean?
It does indeed.
Certainly does.
Sean, yeah. Sean and I have eaten the whole pack of Rift Accounting's jelly beans.
I think
have
that you? Was mostly me.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. The vanilla ones are lovely. Which colour
and
do you
were,
like?
And there were two packs there as well.
Yeah, lovely. Mm, mm.
Anyway, look, it's been an absolute pleasure to share a couple of hours with you on the Business Bunker show, as always. A massive, massive thanks to today's guests, the lovely Amy Barker of Monk's Clothing over there in Westmorling and online. The fantastic Mr. Sean Lucas of Stag Workwear. As always, the marketing genius and guru from the United States, Unified Inbox Marketing Specialist and radio show host, Mr. Ken Heron. Most of all, thank you to all of you, the listeners of Kent, and all you small businesses out there that emailed and tweeted us in. We will be back next week, as we always are. Coming up on Channel Radio for the rest of today, at 5 o'clock, Mr. Craig Avery, the lady's favourite, in his stripy socks. That's followed by 18 tracks of new, unsigned, up-and-coming music on the New Potato Show. 18 tracks of hand-picked new music by Mr. Jamie Andrews. And then the awesome Mr. Boy George with the Club Culture Show will kick in at 9 o'clock tonight. Do stay tuned to channelradio.co.uk for the rest of the day. For the moment, you've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin. We will be back with you next week with the Business Bunker Show. Have a fabulous week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.